Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv. Subject: Aqaid, Islamic Beliefs. Teacher: Sayyid Ibn Abbas Naqwi. Lesson number 1.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa bihi nasta'in wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin. واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. So friends, we are here to discuss in a few lessons, in a short period of time, in about 25-20 lessons, a short description of the beliefs or that a few lessons regarding, they say, durus al-ma'rifa. Ma'rifa, that is to gain the knowledge of the religion, of the belief, of the aqa'id, the doctrine of tawheed, and adl, and nubuwah, and imamah, and obviously ma'ad, these five things that are included in usul al-deen. We're going to be discussing them, but before that, in today's lesson, in today's 20-25 minutes, whatever, the first and the most important thing that we need to discuss in the first lesson, and probably this is the way they discuss, this is the way they start discussing these subjects, that whenever they want to talk about Tawheed, they don't just straight away go and start talking about Tawheed, no. But the first thing that they talk, even if you refer to a few kalam, a few books in ilm al-kalam, that is theology, if you refer Kashf al-Murad or Al-Bab Hadi Ashr and other different books, you're going to be finding the same thing. The first thing they say is that we, in ourselves, we've been blessed. Now, who blessed us is something different. We're not discussing that. But we've been blessed with an aql, with the faculty of the intellect, right? And this orders us to ponder upon the creations, to ponder upon the creations that we see around us. And to ponder upon the creations across this universe and within ourselves. And this is what Al-Quran Al-Hakim states in chapter 41, that is Surah Al-Fussilat, Surah Fussilat, and verse 53. It says, وَسَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. And definitely we shall show them our signs on the horizons and within themselves. It means he knows, and he, apart from this intellect, because if someone, he doesn't read this verse of the Quran, even without reading this verse, he himself knows that his intellect, it orders him to ponder upon these signs, to ponder upon the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And within himself, he needs to ponder upon himself. Where did he get? Now, inshallah, we're going to be discussing them later on in this lesson. So, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Now, this verse is, apart from being a part of the Quran, it's also a part of the intellect. Because human beings, whether they be Muslims or non-Muslims, they ponder in the signs that are here in the universe. And when they ponder, or whenever they have pondered in these signs that are present in the universe and that are present within the human beings themselves, they have got to know the truth behind these signs. That's what the Quran says, حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. Till they get to know, till it becomes clear for them that this is the truth. That means what we are saying is the truth. So that's what our intellect, it says. Now we need to know the truth behind these signs. Where do these signs come from? These elevated skies, along with its stars, and other creatures, these beautiful birds, these flowers, these seas, the mountains, the hills, and the trees elevated up to the sky. All these things, did they come into existence by their own? Or was there? Or is there any powerful creator behind these things? Who has created them? Who's painted them in different colors? Right? So when we see these signs, what we do, the first thing we do is we go in search of something or in search of someone who has created these things. Because these beautiful things, for example, when you look at human being, when you look at yourself, today man is not able to make a human being, even though he can make a few things that machines, other different types of machines. But is it, till now, has it been possible for human beings to make a human being? It's not possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the creator, whoever he may be. We're not discussing the creator right now. So whoever the creator may be, he created a human being that is able to make such machines. But are the human beings able to make human beings? Or are the human beings that are able to make machines that are able to make other different machines? No. So that tells us that the creation of this universe, and obviously the creation of human being, is far too indifferent. So this is the first thing. And the Quran, it says that the creation of human being is a way too easy. Then the creation of these lifted skies and this extensive earth. So this is the first thing. And beyond all these things, the first question that arises, and it arises in the minds of all of us, there are three questions. The first question is, where did we come from? This is the first one. The second one, where are we? What are we doing here? Where are we? And the second and the third thing is, where are we leading to? Where are we going? So these are the three questions that arise in the minds of all of us, especially the youths. And they need to be answered to these questions. They need to be told that where their life it began. And what are their duties? And what is the final goal? When will this life, when will it finally end? He needs to be told regarding these things. And our searching spirit, it tells us not to sit quietly until you get the answers to these questions. That means until you're not answered to these questions, you're not going to be sitting quietly. And most of the people that go astray, and most of the people that when they say yes, we do follow a religion, but actually they do not follow any religion. Even if he might say that I belong to such religion, I belong to this religion, but actually when you ask him, or when you see his lifestyle, when you see the way he behaves in his life, he actually doesn't follow that religion. Why? Because these three questions, they are unanswered to that person. Because he doesn't know where he came from. He doesn't know what are his duties, and he doesn't know when will this life end. and where he will be shifted to, because he does not know the answer to these questions. So that's why we are not able to see the signs of that religion in within that person, because that religion or that sect or that school of thought, it was not able to answer. So there are only two things: whether that religion or that school of thought was not able to answer to this youth regarding these three questions, or he did not understand those questions. So the main thing is answering these three questions. Now, for example, if you see that if someone meets with a car accident and he gets fainted when he's shifted to the hospital, right? And he becomes, obviously, he was unconscious, right? Now, when he comes back to his senses, all right, what is the first question that he asks? The first question he asks is, where am I? What am I doing here? Why did you bring me here? All right? And where, when am I leaving this place? The same three questions. This person was unconscious. When he came into senses, the first question he asked, where am I? What am I doing here? And when am I leaving? So this tells that in every stage of life, these three questions, they remain indifferent. And a person asks these three questions. Sometimes you might say that I'm 25 years old and these questions, they have not arisen. Obviously, it's something impossible. But even if it be impossible, I'm answering this. That sometimes what happens is a few people, these questions, they do not arise in their minds. Why? The reason behind this, because they get involved in these worldly and in these materialistic activities in such a way that they do not have time to ponder upon the creation. They do not ponder upon themselves. They've got nothing to do. They just simply get involved into these worldly activities in a way that they forget everything. They forget everything. All right? Now, there are such cases. People, they forget their own kids because they get involved in driving, for example, or they get involved in shopping and they forget their kids. So does that mean that a person, he doesn't take care of the kids? No, that doesn't mean. But these people, they just go astray. Why? Because they do not. That's why we've been ordered to ponder. Because when we ponder, when we think, when we reflect these signs, obviously we are definitely gonna be thinking, and we'll definitely go in search of the Creator. Similarly, whenever we sit quietly for a few minutes, these questions are the first one that will arise in our minds. These three questions. And if we give a decent answer to these questions, that's the time to succeed. All right? That means only after getting answers to these questions is when we feel safe, and when the thoughts that come to our mind, these thoughts, they are a lot easier for us when we get answer to these three questions. Our inner soul, the thirsty spirit, in this way it makes us search for God. This is the second thing. The first thing is to ponder and to reflect the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the creations. Now, whoever created, we do not know. When we ponder, obviously, we're going to be going in search of that Creator. The first thing. The second thing, these three questions that arise in the minds of every youth or every person. The third thing. Now, pretend that you've been invited in an important affair, all right? And everything, all means of convenience, they've been made clear for you, but you do not know the person who invited. Why? Because you were invited through your brother. So your brother, he knows the person. He knows the person who's invited you. But you do not know him. Now, as soon as you enter into that gathering, as soon as you enter the gathering, the first thing you do is what? You're going to be looking in search. You'll go in search of that of that person who invited. All right? And the first thing you tell him is, you'll say a thank you to that person. Why? Because that's the because he is the person who didn't forget you, and who asked you to join him, to join them in their celebration, in their party, or any other affair may that be. So the first thing you're going to be doing is you're going to be going in search of that person, and you're going to be thanking that person. Or pretend this way. Someone coming to your door, knocking your door every day, and when the doorbell rings, you go to the door, you open it, and you do not find anyone, right? You don't find anyone. What you find is different kinds of gifts every day. That means the same incident, it happens every day. When you open the door, you don't find anyone over there, but you find a basket full of gifts every day. All right? Now, what will you do when you find this person? First of all, are you going to be going in search of this person or not? Obviously. We'll be too concerned regarding this person. Who is this person? Who this person is? Who is so concerned of us that he provides us with everything that we need. As soon as I open the door, I find all the things that I need on my door. All right? So who is this person who takes care of us this much? All right? So this is the first thing. And the other thing you do is, obviously, you're going to be going in search of this person. And when you find this person, you'll do what? You'll be thanking this person. You'll thank him. Right? So this is... And if you don't thank this person, the other people, your neighbors and others, what are they going to do? They're going to be, they'll blame you, and they'll tell you that you're not a good person. You have been given this much amount of gifts, and you didn't even go in search of the person who gave you those gifts. You didn't even say a thank you. You should have gone in search of that person. You should have said a thank you at least. We don't want, that means those neighbors will say, we don't want you to give anything in return, but at least you could have said a thank you. And you didn't say a thank you. So you're not a good person. All right? You're not fit for the society. The same thing happens when we look at this widespread universe. All right, these multiple blessings, eyes to see, ears to hear, various physical and psychological abilities, various means of earning, various means of living, and all these things. All right, when we begin to think regarding these things, don't we need to ponder upon the one who has given us these multiple blessings? Isn't it our duty to find such a person and to say at least thank you? Obviously we do. So this is the third thing that makes us do what? That makes us go in search of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or in search of the Creator, not Allah. Because we still are in search of a Creator. We do not know who the Creator is, right? So we need to go in search of the Creator. and who has been given who's been given these gifts, these multiple blessings. All right, so this is the third thing. Now moving on to the fourth one. Again, pretend that there are a few glasses. This is really important. Pretend that there are a few glasses, and there is certain kind of liquid in those glasses. For example, 10 of them. We've got 10 glasses in front of us. And we know that 5 of these glasses, they are filled with pure water. Zamzam, all right? That are filled with pure water. And the other 5, they are poisonous. The other 5 glasses, they are poisonous. And we do not know which of these glasses are poisonous and which of these glasses, they contain water. Right? And now, the position is, that means we are in a situation that if we do not drink water, we are so much thirsty that if we do not drink water right now, we're going to be dying of thirst. We will die of thirst. All right? That means, obviously, we need to drink a glass of water. And we do not know which one is water and which is the poisonous liquid. So here, what do you think we should do? Can you tell me a measure that's equal, that's according to the precaution? One measure is that we mix 2 glasses and drink. So this will, obviously, it will multiply. That means it will multiply the danger of we drinking the poisonous liquid. Or we drink all these glasses of water. Obviously, we know that amongst these 10, only 5 of them are glasses of water, and the rest 5, they're poisonous, but we do not know which of them are poisonous. So here, are we going to allow ourselves to drink any glass of water? No. Why? Because it might be poisonous. Or are we going to allow ourselves not to drink any glass of water? No. Why? Because we'll die of thirst. So neither we can drink any glass of water, and neither can we not drink water. All right? So here, what is the measure that is according to the precaution? The only measure is to study and to research. We need to study the signs of water in these glasses by smelling them, or by mixing them with some other liquid, or by seeing the signs of poison on the side of the glass, or by experimenting a liquid on an animal. If the animal died, for example, if the animal died, that means the liquid is poisonous. We're not going to be drinking it. So we need to search, we need to research, and we need to study the glasses. Right? This is the most precautionary measure. Because if we do not research, we cannot drink any glass of water without studying. Why? Because it might be poisonous. And we cannot leave ourselves without drinking. Why? Because we'll die of thirst. So this is the most important circumstance that we need to take precaution. And we need to study, we need to research that which one is fit for drinking and which one is not. Which one is to be thrown away. Right? Because if we do not apply this measure, obviously it's going to be a problem, because it's either a devil or a deep sea. Right? So similarly here in this world, we've got different religions, we've got different sects, we've got different schools of thoughts. All right? All these people, they are calling towards themselves. We cannot simply accept a religion because our father did. And we cannot simply accept a religion because my friend belongs to that religion. We cannot simply accept a particular school of thought without researching or without studying. Why? Because if we choose, if we choose a religion that was not an actual religion, that was not an actual school of thought, right? If we do it, it's going to be harmful for us. Why? First thing is that it's going to be, it will lead us, it might lead us to hellfire. This is the first thing. And the second thing is, obviously, it will lead us to hellfire. Why? Because we will be following a religion that's not a heavenly religion, because it's not a correct religion as per we pretended. And the second thing is, this religion will not allow us to follow the truthful, to follow the actual religion that was the heavenly one. All right? So when we follow such a religion, when we follow any religion without studying, without researching, is the same thing like drinking a glass without researching whether it's poisonous or it has water. So the same thing applies to accepting such a religion. That means same thing applies to accepting a religion without thinking of that religion. That means without pondering and without researching regarding that religion. All right, let's conclude. Before concluding, let me read an ayah. It's Surah Az-Zumar, which is chapter 39, verse 18. It says, فَبَشِّرْ عِبَادْ, so give good tidings to my servants. أَلَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهِ, those who listen to the sayings and follow the best one. That we study all these glasses and drink the best one. Similarly, study all these religions and accept the best one, which is going to be beneficial for you in this world and after this world. A religion that gives you a clear aim to remain in this world, and a religion that gives, that answers that where are you, what are your duties, and when will this life finally end, and where will you be taken to. Now let's conclude, because that's it for today. So concluding, there are four things that make us search for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first thing is our intellect, when we ponder upon the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now after this, we're going to be using the word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we be able to go into the mabahith, the masail, the issues regarding tawheed from the next lesson, inshallah. So the first thing is, when we ponder upon the creations of the creations that are present in this universe, this makes us go in search of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing is being thankful when we are being given these much amount of gifts. So our responsibility is to be thankful towards that person who is providing us with these multiple blessings. And when are we able to thank him? Only after when we know him. So we need to know him. We need to go and search for him. The third thing is, because of these questions, where are we? What are we doing here? What are the duties? Where are we leading to? These allow us to do, these make us to go in search of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fourth thing is, the thing that we read here, two types of glasses, a few are poisonous and a few containing water. All right. Similarly, we've got different types of religions. We've got different types of religions, and these religions, they contradict each other. Now, which one to choose and which one not to choose, we need to study. So this is the fourth thing that tells us that you know that you need to go in search of the creator of Allah. You need to go in search of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv.